Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. What better way to celebrate Friday? Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian, and no math this week.
Even better indeed. Well, last week you left us with a math-themed challenge, kinda.
In which I said, start with the word calculation. Change one letter to an R, and you can spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, that names something you might see at the end of a performance. What is it?
Well, if you remove the O and put it in R, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell curtain call.
Bravo, Ian, bravo. All right, Ian, on August 28, 1922, WEAF in New York City aired the first paid radio commercial. The 10-minute advertisement for an apartment complex in Jackson Heights, Queens, cost $100. There is evidence that other stations may have sold advertising before August of 1922, but WEAF's ad is credited as the first. To honor the first radio commercial, we'll fast forward a few decades and have a quiz about famous TV commercials.
Okay, should be fun.
In a series of ads for a credit card company, people such as Mel Blanc and Stephen King would ask, "Do you know me?" before giving clues to their identity. At the end of the ads, their names would appear on one of the company's trademark green cards. What company ran these ads?
American Express.
American Express is correct. That's right. And one of the people in the series of ads was Francine Neff, the 35th Treasurer of the United States.
Huh.
A machine records Ella Fitzgerald singing a note that shatters a glass. The recording is then played back, and the recording shatters another glass. This image of a glass shattering would figure prominently in many ads in which a voiceover asks, is it live, or is it what now defunct media company?
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit before your time. The famous phrase is it live or is it Memorex?
Well, I do not Memorex that.
Your Memorex is a little hazy on that one.
Sure is.
Right. Featuring the tagline, the taste that's worth the wait, a series of ads by Heinz included a close-up of ketchup pouring out of a bottle while the song Anticipation, the title track of a 1971 album by what singer-songwriter, played in the background.
Oh, I'm stumped
Ian.
Again.
Oh, Ian. Carly Simon is going to be very disappointed with you.
You'll have to get me the Memorex recording.
Is it live or is it Carly Simon? And that song, in fact, was written about her state of mind as she was waiting to go on a date with Cat Stevens. Popularly known as Hey Kid, Catch. A commercial for Coca-Cola stars Mean Joe Green as an injured football player who, after a tough game, is offered a Coke by a young boy. As the boy walks away, Green gets his attention and tosses him his jersey. For what NFL team did Green play?
I believe it was the Steelers.
It is.
The
Pittsburgh Steelers is correct. And Mean Joe Green tells a story where it took him multiple takes to get that line correct because basically he kept burping after drinking a whole bottle of soda and then trying to deliver the line. And finally, a pink bunny drums his way out of his own commercial and into other ads for fake products, among them coffee and sinus medication, in a series of advertisements featuring the long-eared, sunglasses-wearing mascot of what company?
That one I know. Energizer.
It keeps going and going and going. Yes, and the Energizer Bunny has also appeared in the opening of some TV shows like Alfred Hitchcock Presents and ABC's Wide World of Sports. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions, where there's no banner ad, to take another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word commercials. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, six letters, of a company associated with many characters. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike will get to work on that challenge and be back at this same time next week.
Right after these commercial messages.